Last name is Davis. First name is Donald. Date of birth is June 24, 1958. Date of service is July 16, 2024. Next, the paragraph of fiction tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up. It was in February 3, 1985. First up, fiction was in Fort Ord, O-R-D, Fort Ord, O-R-D, in California. First up, fiction was in the back of a pickup truck. First up, patient tells me the pickup truck rolled over. First up, a patient completely landed on his head. The first up, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up, a patient tells me that there was another passenger in the truck that died. The first up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up, as a matter of fact, he does not remember for the next 2 weeks. The first up, a patient was had complete amnesia for the next 2 weeks. The first up, a patient had a face surgery. First up, a patient tells me that he had severe head pain. First up, patient was confused and disoriented. First up, a patient had nausea symptoms. First up, a patient tells me that he had a left eye orbit fracture in three places. First up, a patient has a bone fractures. First up, his left lung was collapsed. First up, a patient needs tongue surgery. First up, a patient needs shoulder surgery. First up, next to paragraph. Since the event, a patient significant personality change. First up, a patient used to be a mellow person. First up, after the head injury, a patient become very irritable. First up, become very impatient. First up, a patient can get angry easily. First up, a patient also have a headache intermittently. First up, a patient has neck pain and shoulder pain a lot more frequent. Next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a construction management. A patient was also a junior high school teacher. For math, M-A-T-H. A patient tells me that his irritability and impatience are affecting his job performance. A lot of times is not able to focus and concentrate at work. A patient's difficulty to interact with people at times. A patient gets angry easily. A patient also has significant neck pain and shoulder pain. Which are also limited his job performance. That's amongst the end of dictation. Next patient is W-A-N-G. First name is X-I-A-O-Y-A-N. Date of birth is July 16, 2024. Date of birth is May 27, 1963. Next paragraph, referring physician is Dr. Shintate, S-H-I-N-G-A-T-E. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Shintate, I have the pleasure to see Ms. Wang, W-A-N-G, today for initial evaluation for dizziness and headaches. Next paragraph, history of present known as patients, a 61-year-old female drama with a chief complaint, dizziness and headaches. A patient tells me that she's been having dizziness and headaches for the last 6 months. A patient tells me the headache is usually in the morning. It is usually associated with the dizziness when she lies down, a patient feels dizzy. Sometimes the dizzy is related to movement. Sometimes it's not related to movement. She tells me that there's no significant room spinning sensation. However, patient feel lightheadedness all the time. Patient also mild headaches. The headache intensity is not severe. Patient denies any hemiparesis, body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next paragraph, past medical history. high blood pressure, next time past surgical history, non-next time current medication, and amlodipine, next time atorvastatin. Allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, patients married with three children. Patient is a software engineer. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, mother also dizziness symptoms. Next for review system, please do not put a review system. Next for impression, new onset dizziness. Patient described the dizziness as lightheadedness. Sometimes when she lies down, she could have dizziness. Differential diagnosis would include the benign positional vertigo. The differential diagnosis could also include acute vestibular neuritis. Other less likely differential diagnosis will also include stroke symptoms. Next paragraph, a patient also have headaches in the morning. Headache intensity is not severe. I suspect she also have a tension headache. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next paragraph, I would start the patient on a trimeclizine 25 milligrams once a day, twice a day as needed. I can see that would help with the dizziness. Explain the patient common side effects, include sleepiness and drowsiness. I will also obtain an EEG study to evaluate the mural background slowing and seizures. I will also consider obtaining a brain MRI definitively rule out stroke or mass lesions for stomach survey this one such adaptation. Next patient. Next patient, last name. Next patient, last name is Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-Z. First name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O, N, Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. Date of visit is July 16, 2024. Date of birth is March 16, 1993. Next, we have a chief complaint of possible seizures. Next, we have history present new patient is a 31-year-old transgender female with a history of a sudden loss of consciousness. It's been happening since 2018. Patient tells me that she had a head injury in 2018. She tells me that her head hit against the corner of a wall. She tells me that since the event, patient have random loss of consciousness. She would have blacked out and dropped to the ground. It could happen every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks. This would happen suddenly. There are no precursor symptoms. Patient denies any urinary incontinence. Sometimes she would bite the cheek. Patient also have lightheadedness and dizzy afterwards. However, there's no confusion. There's no post-event confusion. Patient tells me that these events could last a couple of minutes to 3 minutes. Patient described that as losing her strength. And she will recover strength after 2 to 3 minutes. Patient has been taking Keppra. The Keppra has been decreasing her frequency for these episodes. Next paragraph. Patient has done a brain MRI, which with the IV contrast, it was normal study. Patient also have an EEG study done previously, it was normal. Next paragraph, past medical history, gender dysphoria, transgender. Next paragraph, current medication, hair removal cream, calcium, estradiol, finasteride, Keppra, 750 milligram pills, 2 pills twice a day. Spironolactone. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, patient, a former smoker. Patient does not use substance. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory. Neurological examination, patient's awake and alert. Compression is intact. Gait examination, normal gait. Diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. It was a negative study. There's no evidence of a seizure disorder on this test. There are no epileptiform discharges. There's no shock waves activities. Next paragraph, impression. impression to intermittent blacking out episodes of I suspect that these are not epileptic seizures. So first up, her description of sudden blackout and drop to the floor, and followed by no post-event confusion to full stop, but there's no urinary incontinence. So full stop, the description of these events are not so consistent with true epileptic seizures. So full stop, an expressive differential diagnosis would include non-epileptic seizure, non-epileptic seizure disorder, conversion disorder, neurocardiogenic syncope. First of all, recommendation to obtain a full cardiac workup, including a surreal cardiac arrhythmia as the cause of sudden syncopal episodes and loss of consciousness. First up, recommendation to be ruled out definitively for any other cardiac reasons, such as arrhythmia. So first up, recommendation explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, recommendation to see a cardiologist, for comprehensive cardiology evaluation. Also considered refer the patient to see a psychiatrist to come up for possible conversion disorder. Our recommendation continue to take the Keppra 1500 milligrams twice a day for now. Until all the workup has been done. This marks the end of the first step. I recommend to continue the seizure medication until you see a psychiatrist. First, this marks the end of the petition.